On Tuesday in Milwaukee, Governor Walker was asked if he's following every step of the recall effort against him.
No, don't follow a thing. I mean, for that's just an unnecessary distraction. Anything that takes our eye off of the focus on jobs and helping the people of the state create more jobs, helping entrepreneurs grow and expand and create more jobs is just a huge distraction. So I let pundits worry about that.
On Wednesday, the state Republican Party announced that the Walker campaign has paid for a new TV ad that features a woman identified as a Wisconsin teacher criticizing the attempt to force the governor into a recall election.
I'm not big on recalls, and I think that at this point, in my opinion, and I'm only speaking from the eye, it feels a little like sour grapes. We didn't get our way, and so we want to change the outcome.
The Associated Press says the woman, identified as Christy, is a public school teacher in Kenosha. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says the ad shows the governor pays close attention to the recall.
I just don't think that the most partisan governor in Wisconsin history, anyone is going to realistically believe Scott Walker is not focused almost wholly on keeping his own job. He has governed in a way that brings power into the few, and frankly, he's not focused on jobs.
Wisconsin lost about 9,000 jobs last month. Tate says during part of that time, Governor Walker has been traveling to other states, partly to raise money to fight the recall effort. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.